You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Each year at Christmas, Vatican Radio asks church leaders from around the world to help us and our listeners get into the spirit of the season by sharing with us a reflection on how the mystery of the Nativity should inform our thought and our action throughout the year. Today we bring you Christmastide greetings from Father Michael Perry, the Franciscan Minister General.
First, I want to wish everyone the blessings of the season of Merry Christmas to all God's blessings. This is a particular year because the year of mercy, the Jubilee year of mercy. And I suppose for us Franciscans today, what does that signify? Next year, 2016, we will celebrate the 8th centenary, 800 years, of a time when St. Francis himself asked the Pope for a special benediction for the Porciuncula in Assisi, that could become a place where if people would pass there, they would become ambassadors of reconciliation, that they themselves would receive a blessing of reconciliation, of healing, of forgiveness, of mercy, and then they would become transformed by that experience and carry that message throughout the whole world. So for us, in a particular way, next year, Franciscans of all colors, Capuchins, Conventuals, the Fratri Minori, ourselves, the Third Order Regulars, all secular Franciscans, all women's and men's groups, the youth, all of us next year is a special year, and we really are thankful to God that it falls well with the Year of Mercy. There are two other things I'd perhaps like to say about the Year of Mercy. I think first, perhaps the biggest and greatest challenge for all of us that we face is being able to accept, to welcome the love and the mercy of God in our own lives. How difficult it is for us to accept that, particularly when we make big mistakes. And so this year of mercy is telling us we can forget those mistakes. Let's learn from them. Let's let those be transformed by God's healing power so that they become tools for us to build stronger lives and to build a greater response toward humanity and creation that God is calling us to respond to today. And second, I think that we need to recognize that this reconciliation has to take place in families. It has to take place in our local communities. It has to take place at the level of our governments. It has to take place at the level of the human community globally, and we need to reconcile ourselves, as Pope Francis has reminded us, that we have to reconcile ourselves with creation. And so my wish for you this coming Christmas and this coming year of mercy is that you, that I, that all of us allow ourselves to accept the mercy that God offers us, and then to become people of gratitude, ambassadors of reconciliation to all peoples everywhere and to all of creation. There is no limit. There's no reason why we cannot do this if we accept the mercy that God offers to us. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all of you. God bless you.